Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shum Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I am the host of the show. And the show always consists of two different parts, in which the second part is a shamanic ritual, in which you are, well, very much invited to share within the energy. And this energy is focused on pulling you out of your daily concerns, your daily hang-ups, all the things you're occupied with on the inside. And withdraw your attention from that and lead the attention towards this deep inner peace, which, well, you also are, but you fail to give attention. But it's always there. And the thing is, there are so many things popping up in us all the time that we just fail to be conscious of it. It doesn't mean it's not there. Of course it's there. For instance, just look in this moment. If you would pay attention, you could clearly see that you just exist. No matter whether you have thoughts, dreams, feelings, whether you have them or not, you exist. And as a matter of fact, this existence is very open, peaceful, and harmonious. And within this being, so to speak, everything arises for you. And as soon as something that arises catches your attention and captures your attention, you will be drawn into that thing. And the thing you give attention to will unfold into a little story. It will become your story. Like I said so many times before, if you get into an angry thought, you know, you will see that you will feel angry and then that you will act angry. And, well, the whole drama becomes your drama. And if you would look at it from a slightly little different angle, you could see that there is something arising within you. For instance, this thought, and you give attention to it, and that's why it's unfolding. So I think there we could really win something for ourselves, because if you just observe, just even now, just watch, all the time there's something begging, screaming for your attention, and you give your attention away all the time.
Please visit our website at shumsoulexperience.com. Shum, S-H-U-E-M.
Because one of the things that I really observed in all these years I've been doing this work is that what you give attention will unfold within your attention, or within your perception, sorry. Because that's the thing, you know, I've been doing this work for a long time, and the main thing I found out is that what you give attention unfolds within your perception. If you don't give it attention, it will just vanish again within nothingness or your being, you know. Just watch now. A thought arises. If you get into the thought, a story will develop. But if you don't do that, the thought will just evaporate within, sort of nothingness, but you could say within your own being, because first you were there and it appeared within your being. So everything arises and falls within your own state of being, which is not far away, not at all. It's what you are all the time, but as I said before, you know, there are so many things screaming for our attention that we fail to be conscious of it. And at the same time, if you would give attention to that, you will see that your identity would shift from all this internal turmoil, all the thoughts, feelings, considerations, opinions, agitations, towards this state of being which is peaceful, open, and harmonious, which is also there, which is also you. You know? So that's the sort of idea behind this show, is to try to help you making that shift, because that will make you more happy. Very simple. Because now, all the time, we give our attention to the things that scream for our attention. And I think it would be much more beneficial if we would if we would give attention to the things that we want to give attention instead of the things that want our attention. Because just watch on the inside. If you're a little bit honest with yourself, you see that everything, you know, rules your attention. It just takes your attention whether you like it or not. Positive things, negative things, even things you know yourself are not true. But when you get into it, it becomes your truth. Yeah, you know that as well. So I think, you know, this. I think this is what the Tibetans, for instance, call the wish fulfilling of the wish fulfilling diamond or a jewel. It's this quality within yourself, and whatever you shine your light or your attention on, you know, gets fulfilled. If you focus it on troubles, your troubles will will pop up. If you focus it on something else, that will come up. So in that sense, you could say it's a wish fulfilling mechanism. It's this jewel which gives light and gives life to everything that appears in front of us. And now we deal with it in a very unconscious way. Because everything in the universe is screaming for our attention, outside and inside. And that implicates that we also give a lot of attention to things which, well, don't really make us very happy. And I think that's a pity, because you don't have to do that. You don't have to get into all these things that appear to you. No, you don't have to. So I would say, like, getting into all these things, it's like a sort of bad habit. You know? So I think what you should try to do is try to form a new habit. And this new habit could be something very simple, just keeping your attention, for instance, to your feet. All the time, just try to feel your feet. Not because they're interesting or because they're very special or spiritual or something like that. No. It will just prevent you that you're lost all day long in your internal turmoil. Because no matter what we do, we are only occupied with our dares about something, with our feelings about something, with our opinions about something. It's not the actual thing we're busy with. No, we're busy with what we think of it, what we feel of it, what our opinion is about it. So you could say we miss very much in our life. What we mainly observe within ourselves, is our opinions, our feelings, our... And everything, all this internal, let's call it internal monologue, we have with ourselves all day long. If you could look at it from a slightly different angle, you could clearly see the only thing it does all the time, it acknowledges a certain way of experiencing. Everything you hear on the inside acknowledges a certain point of view or standpoint in life. And that standpoint, of course, is formed within your youth. You know, you come here to the world, you don't know anything, your parents show you everything. You see how your parents react to things, not what they teach you conscious, but mainly how they react when they're not conscious. How they react to your neighbors, or when something goes bad or good, or how their attitude is toward things. And that's how you learn what everything is for you in the world. You don't know, they show you. So you could say in your youth you take a certain standpoint, and everything you experience, you always experience through this, from this angle. And everything you hear on the inside is focused on keeping you in that angle. So if you are not happy with how your life is running, you know, I think that has a lot to do with from what sort of viewpoint you experience life. And that you can change. And you will see that if you look at the same thing from another angle, it's a different thing. As I said before, you know, you might find your neighbor annoying and his wife loves him. And there are two angles on the same person. And I guess both of them are true. So there is no absolute truth. There only are viewpoints. So when you're not happy, I think that has a lot to do with that you have a viewpoint which is creating this. And I think in order to change this viewpoint, what is mainly very beneficial is that you try to withdraw your attention from this internal monologue, which is defining your reality all day long. Because as long as it gets defined like that all day long, you will experience it like that. You will look through these glasses. So the less attention you give to all these opinions and your feelings and your thoughts, yeah, the more you will be into this open state of being. And that's very peaceful, very harmonious. And when you have that, if you look from that point of view, you can deal with things much more balanced. Because when I look at life from an angry viewpoint, I cannot really judge the situation. I look already from a certain interpretation, which means there are things I will see and things that I won't see. So the more you are in this open space without an opinion, the more you can see how things truly are, and not what they are for you, but what they are. And what they are for you is mainly defined by, well, your parents and your upbringing. So if you want to have a different life, you should let go of all these definitions you have. And you do that by withdrawing your attention from them. You cannot change that with your mind. No, the only thing you can do is withdraw your attention from that. And you see, all serious traditions in the world is exactly what they teach you. They teach you to withdraw your attention from your opinions, from your thoughts, from the content of your consciousness or state of being, no matter how you want to call it, and lead it towards this wide open space in which all these things arise. Well, and that's your own being. It's what you are right now. It's not far away. You know, it's like being in a room and you're only obsessed with the chairs. You don't observe the room anymore. You're not conscious of the room. You only see the chairs. Well, you don't have to change the room. You don't have to go somewhere else. You just have to let go of your obsession by the chairs and you will see the room again. So it's not far away. It's simple. It's very simple. But the only thing is we have a bad habit of, well, running along with everything that arises within us. And as I said, that what arises in general within us is only there to confirm a certain point of view.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
So what you should do is shift your attention away from all the things that want your attention and start giving attention to the things that you want. Because all these things, all especially our opinions and our that sort of thing, on which we are so very proud, I think in a normal culture they would be called demons and devils because they claim your attention, whether you like it or not. And attention is nothing but life energy. Because what you give attention comes to life, isn't it? So in that sense, yes, I think it's very much a wish fulfilling jewel. And because what you give attention, well, will do its dance. The only thing is we give attention to everything that comes within us. Every opinion, every thought. And it's also very much what gets cultivated here in the West. You know, you should have an opinion about everything, otherwise you're considered stupid. Well, I think it's pretty stupid to have an opinion about everything. Because an opinion says nothing about the situation, it says something about you. As I said before, you can dislike your neighbor, his wife loves him, so it says nothing about your neighbor, it says something about you. And in general, it says about us how limited we look at life. How limited our view is. And we are proud of that. It's a pretty silly thing, isn't it? Being proud of your own limits. You know, I think it's more, yes, as I said before, if you look a little bit different to it, you will be ashamed that you have an opinion about something. Because very often, and you know that damned well too, we don't know anything about a thing, we have an opinion about it. For instance, we have an opinion about Iran, or North Korea, or the US, or Obama, or Bush, or whoever. But do we know these people? Have we ever been to Iran or to North Korea? Or no, of course not. We just read something. We just read something. It's not our opinion. No, it's somebody else's opinion. But you just took it in, and now you think it's your opinion. So I think it's much healthier for you and for everybody if we don't take our opinion so seriously. Because in general, we have an opinion about everything, and in general, we don't know very much about it. And I know this very well from my own experience, because I do, of course, very crazy work. And as a shaman, people have all sort of ideas what it is and how it should work and what you should and you shouldn't and how you should be and this and that. Well, these people are not shamans. They never done the work. They just read some books with some other people who wrote a book. I don't know what they know about it, but I can tell from my own experience that it's very different and that many people have opinion. It's just an example of how, you know, we are so full with opinions about everything and nothing. And we don't know. Because, you know, we always judge things from maybe two or three, how would you say that, parameters. Like, it's a causal thing. Like, if you go, no, but of course it's not like that. Everything is the cause of everything. And if you take out two things and you say, well, that's causal, well, I think that's a very limited view. Because everything is part of everything. You cannot take these things apart. And that's it with these opinions and definitions. They say this is the way it is. And of course that's not the truth. It's just an interpretation of what is there. So we advise people very strongly to try to get hold of this mechanism. And what we advise, especially if you're not experienced in these things, pay attention to body perception. Meaning nothing more or less than just feeling your feet on the ground. Give attention to the feeling of your feet on the ground instead of what you think about everything. Because in a way you can only observe one thing at a time. Either you are conscious of your feet or you're in your mind. And the choice is simple like that. And because we have this habit and cultivation of mind and well, we try to make here a show in which we make it easier for you to let go of that and to shift your attention towards this state of being, which is also here. And I found paying attention to body perception is exceptionally helpful with that, because your body just is. And by giving attention to that, you know, you will withdraw attention from the turmoil and it will shift your view much more on being. And you will see that you will still exist, you will still react when somebody calls your name. If you have to think, you can deal, you can deal. But you will be doing that from a much wider space, from a much opener, harmonious state of being, which will make your choices much better, of course. And that's the aim of the show, you know, is try to withdraw you from all this preoccupation, all this turmoil on the inside, and draw your attention into this wide open state, which you also are. And especially the ritual is focused on that. You don't have to experience anything spectacular or particular during the ritual. It's meant to bring you in peace. And you don't have to do anything for that. Just lay down, close your eyes, and just do one thing at a time. If you're doing something else, of course, you will miss the impact. But just lay down, put on headphones, and just let the ritual draw you in this open space. Because it's not far away. It's what you are right now. The only thing is you're looking at something else within that space. So that's the aim of the ritual, and we know from experience that works very fine. So what we hope is that you enjoy it too, So just lay down, close your eyes, and let the ritual take you to this peaceful place within yourself. All right. Hope you're there again next week. Enjoy.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.